if you were with us last time on our mission to Mars, you know that the evil-smelling creature which burst out of Prescott's arse, a.k.a. the Turdilator, was finally terminated in a plan hatched by Commander Chung Chung, who's a chimpanzee from the Apollo 11 program. Anyway, Mars is approaching, finally, so will we find intelligent life outside of Earth, and more importantly, on this spaceship? Nah.
Hold it steady, Arnie.
I'm trying, Freddy, but this Andrew's rougher than the vibrating bed at Caesars in Vegas.
The one in the presidential suite?
Yeah, baby, that one.
Concentrate, Arnie. It's imperative we have a smooth landing. Otherwise, you'll smell the curry everywhere.
Oh, God, we're going to die. I'm going to die.
No, you're not, Tony.
You're right. I'm going to be sick.
Hey, what's going on?
George, for God's sake, strap yourself in!
Why? What's going on?
Sit down, moron. Steady, Arnie. Watch those rocks.
Yeah.
Ow! My bushy will whack.
Okay, Mr. Fatty. Status report on the ship?
It's fucked.
So our situation is?
We're fucked.
Totally?
Completely and utterly, you know.
Fucked. Just say it. We're utterly, utterly, fuckety, fucked, fucked. Oh, shut up, you non-voting primate tosser.
Well, that's not where I'd put the banana.
Look, just calm down, all of you. There must be a solution to this.
But of course there is. All we have to do is get past Cohagen's guards and turn on the alien reactor to create an atmosphere. Then it would all be good, yeah?
Arnie, this is not the film Total Recall.
I know that, you dumb bitch. I was being sarcastic. I agree with Fatty and Tony. We are fucked, and we should panic like little girls right now. Ah, we're going to die. I'll never get to make the musical, calling the choreographer. Hey, maybe the aliens can help us.
Shut up, George.
Shut up, moron.
No, you all shut up. If we find this intelligent life form, or whatever it is, it might help us fix the ship and get back to Earth. So there.
Brilliant.
Wag my bush. Come on.
Okay, we're picking up two signal points on the receiver, so I suggest we split into two groups.
Beck's not going with George.
Beck's not going with George. Where is No Moats anyway?
Yeehaw! Hey, climb aboard! I got Nash to build me a Mars buggy!
No one's going with you, George, especially not if you're driving.
Well, Chung Chung wants to come.
Funny, I thought he had more brains.
Look, it doesn't matter. George and Commander Chung can go east to check out one signal, and we'll check out the other.
Good idea, Tony.
Come on, let's go. We are using our precious oxygen. Let's walk.
Walk? Well, I'll use up more oxygen. Bugger, that ape ain't as stupid as George looks.
See you later, walkers.
Whack my bush.
This is the signal source spot right here.
But there's nothing here, except dust and rocks.
How? Mere foot.
Hey, Fendi's foot found something.
It's buried. Let's dig. Come on.
Whack. My bush.
This is fun. What do you mean, slow down? What's the point? There's nothing here on this planet. Look, Chung Chung. No hands. No eyes. Whee! No legs. Woohoo! Condi, is this what I think it is?
Yes, Tony, I do believe it is. It's a CIA planetary probe.
So the so-called effing signal is just some 60s tape on playback?
Looks like it. George's dad headed up the unit in the 60s. They sent these probes all over the place to let other life know about life on Earth.
Great, we came all this way for that.
Hey, I got it working. Listen.
That was my son George playing the recorder. You see, we humans have evolved musical abilities.
I'm going to fucking kill him!
Whack my bush.
Ow, my head!
Can I help you?
Hey, it's a little green man. Is that you, Donald?
It's contact, but who? I mean what? And why green? Find out in the next extraordinary, extraterrestrial, extra stupid episode of
Whack My Bush.
Hello, Bushwhackers. If you missed it from the last episode, we'd just like to let every one of our listeners know personally that we're making a few changes to our show, and we hope you'll be sticking with us. We think it'll be worth it, and it means we won't have to sell out to any corporate shysters and can remain an independent team. So stick around and keep enjoying the ride.